Dartmouth president and alumnus Philip Hanlon started the Dartmouth Sexual Assault Summit with an admission that much as he loves his job, there can be some terrible moments.
It's learning that a student has been assaulted or harmed. It is the reality that on any campus and on any given day, the president might receive such a message. It's the difficulty of sitting with a student who has survived an assault and the parents of that student and seeing in their eyes that their lives will never be the same.
There were 24 forced sexual assaults reported in 2012 at Dartmouth. Many more have likely gone unreported, victim advocates say. The college now has a new policy that threatens mandatory expulsion for egregious assaults, which are now investigated by independent analysts. And there is a new Center for Community Action and Prevention. But Dartmouth is not the only institution plagued by these crimes. David Lissack researches interpersonal violence and provides consulting services to the U.S. military and many universities.
And so it pains me to count higher education as among those institutions with a claim to moral authority and moral education that has failed to meet its own self-proclaimed standards.
Lissack wants colleges and universities to collect and share more data, often called climate surveys, about students' experiences on campuses. He urges administrators to heed increasingly militant students who complain about sexual assault or harassment. He believes schools should remove barriers that make victims reluctant to report sex crimes. And he wants institutions that have been too complacent to apologize for past failures to act against campus aggression. Sitting in the back of the auditorium, Michelle Beaulieu applauds loudly. She was raped at the University of Chicago many years ago.
We know the statistic that the majority of rapes are not reported. I am what that looks like.
But even though she never pressed charges for the 1979 rape, she recently mustered the courage to reveal it. That statistic is included in the 2012 crime report for the University of Chicago. While the audience for this conference includes mostly college officials, not students, Beaulieu hopes it will spur change at all levels.
Government, advocates, and university people all working together in these working groups, I think, is a valuable way. We need to talk and understand and figure out next steps, and no group can do it in isolation.
One conference panel showed powerful, pervasive advertising media that portray women as acceptable sexual prey. But educators, advocates say, have an obligation to discover, ban, and punish such behavior. Federal agencies represented at the conference say they will sue colleges or withhold federal funds if they do not take steps to curb campus violence. Dartmouth is among 55 schools under such investigation, but the college says it has already taken steps to address the problem and vows to step up its vigilance. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.